The Fish and Wildlife Service says every year 44 million people visit the nation's refuges, including the Wisconsin ones at Horicon, Nisida, and along the Mississippi River. Refuge System Chief Greg Sikanik says the refuges protect wildlife and natural resources from things like development and habitat fragmentation. But he says climate change is a significant threat.
Your habitats are likely going to be shifting because of changing water regimes or drought cycles, and you know, it starts to look like, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. We need to think about, well, how are we going to address a number of these environmental stressors?
Over the last 6 months, the Fish and Wildlife Service has been asking for input from a variety of groups on priorities. For example, Sikanik says during a time of shrinking budgets, buying more property won't come to an end, but may have to slow down. He says the Fish and Wildlife Service is also looking at improving urban refuges and how to respond to the growing diversity of the U.S. population. An environmental group, the National Wildlife Federation, says by and large the government is on the right track. But spokesman Bentley Johnson says it won't be easy adapting to moving wildlife.
Currently, you have these refuges set up to protect, you know, wildlife where they are, but because of climate change, they're going to be moving.
Johnson says his group will be pushing the Fish and Wildlife Service to do climate change vulnerability assessments for each of those 553 refuges and asking Congress to pay for the work. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.